dinner hall of life.
Welcome to the Inner Hole Uprising,
the podcast about sex, love, and dating
from the perspective of two black polyamorous
girls
who vocalize all their thoughts and feelings
with words.
Yeah.
What are we missing?
Everything. We didn't say anything just now. Black, feminist. That's it. I'm Sam.
I'm Shanika.
We are Slam Pat Productions. Enough about us.
More about us.
Yeah. You can follow along to the conversation of this podcast by hashtagging Innerhoe Uprising on Twitter and Instagram and whatever the fuck. Our hoe of the week, Instagram user RM Lundy Jr. Do you know of him?
No, tell me about him.
He's great. He's really funny. He posts a lot of funny memes. Aww. And somehow he started following us. I don't know. But sometimes he, like, shouts us out on Instagram and stuff like that. So he, like, shouted out the Clit episode and he was like, y'all need to listen to this.
That is
learn
so
you
sweet.
Something. Yeah.
Thank you.
I really enjoy him and appreciate him. So thank you so much for listening, man. Bay of the Week. Did you see Madison Tolliver?
No, who is that?
So
it's a good last name. It's like Oliver, but
yeah, I don't know if this is. I don't know if that's their real name. But basically, it's like a gender bending person who posted this picture and it went viral. And they're wearing the same exact shirt.
Wow.
In the picture, but everything is different. Like, one picture is totally femme, and one picture is like, wow, that's a fuck boy who I would fuck.
I think
he has grills and stuff like that. But the other picture, it's like face beat to the gods. Looks gorgeous. I don't know. It's just amazing.
That's very sexy.
So that's like Bay of the Week.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But you can also
it's like, how can you slay both gender representations?
Like,
and
really
I can't
well.
Even slay one.
Like, oh,
like I
man.
Need to at least slay one
it's the
before
fierceness.
I die. We got a new segment entitled
Pay a Bitch.
Pay a fucking bitch.
So if you want to pay if you want to
You're
give
poor.
Us money.
Help me, I'm poor.
You can give us any amount you want. Most of it will go to Lucas.
It's gotta be at least a dollar, you know?
Yeah, but also, if you want to give 25 cents, I accept it. Like, how
Don't
am I gonna...
Don't they have fees?
Oh, you're right.
It's so like, okay. Fuck, I'm not gonna get anything.
You're right. Okay.
Pay a fucking dollar.
You gotta be nice about it.
Please. Please. Pay a fucking...
So, if you would like to donate to the Ho Fund...
Yeah.
Here is how you can do
our,
it.
Our PayPal is slampowproductions@gmail.com.
Slampowproductions.
It'll be in the bio.
Okay.
I don't know what else to do, because we haven't really researched how you pay someone on PayPal, but I think you just type in their email.
Is that all you need? I've never even been on PayPal.
That's what I do on PayPal.
Oh.
I assume it works the same for us.
It Lucas? Should, then.
I only take payments on PayPal.
Oh, shit.
He does.
Lucas is like, I've never paid anyone.
Oh, fuck.
But I think you just type in our email.
Yeah, type
and then
it.
You can send us money.
And if it's hard to do,
then we'll figure it out next week. But for now, slampowproductions@gmail.com.
If you want to try to pay us and see how it works out for you.
It went to random people in Micronesia.
It's like, Micronesia. good. That's what we wanted. That's who we actually are.
That's our
are.
Offshore account.
That's who we actually are.
We're Micronesian. Like, what are our names? I don't even know Micronesia.
I know nothing. I know nothing. So, yes, pay a bitch.
Where is Micronesia?
We won't tell you. Nope.
That was it for
pay a bitch.
Make sure you pay a bitch, please. All right, now to fuck that. Current events topics of the week.
Why are you so mad?
I'm an angry person. Alright, so the Olympics, they've begun, and everything's about sex. Nobody cares about the fucking sports or the athletes or whatever. We care about the sex that they're having. So where should we start? Condoms? Sex history.
Let's talk about sex history. I want to set the scene at the Olympic Village.
Okay.
I took a trip there, and people...
Just, you were there?
Can you just imagine, like, some of the sexiest looking people, like the strongest, most muscular looking
strongest,
people?
Strongest, most muscular... highest endurance,
Oof.
Most flexible,
yeah,
just every goddamn thing that you can think of
living
in terms
in
of athletic prowess.
It's like living amongst the gods.
that's kind of what it is.
And I just imagine people walk around naked and they moisturize with olive oil,
yeah,
and they just like they're flipping their hair and
it
shit.
It doesn't hurt that like Sorry, Lucas, not to sexualize Rio, but Rio's a pretty ass place.
Oh,
I said that because Lucas is Brazilian, guys.
Oh, I see.
I didn't want to fetishize him. You said fuck Rio?
Yeah.
Because your folks are not from Rio?
No.
You mad?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Aw.
Lucas is bad, guys.
Beef. Oh, we fucked. We fucked
Do you
up.
Really have beef?
No.
It's like states having beef. But yeah, like, everybody's by the fucking ocean and shit. Jesus is gorgeous.
I see specifically a very, like, chiseled woman sitting on a ledge with, like,
Serena
the beach
Williams
in the background.
Okay.
And just some guy is just going down on her. Just, like, licking down her abs.
Licking Serena Williams.
To her clitoris. Pussy. And then, and she's just, like, pulling her own hair. And, like,
I don't know why that's happening. You've lost me there. But
I just see it in slow motion.
Yeah, except for all the underage people. Like, no Lori Hernandez and all this shit.
Yeah,
no.
They're not there.
All right, Olympic sex stories. This is the history of the Olympics. That's what
yes,
we're going to get to
I'm
first.
Ready.
So I found this from some website. I think it was on bus.com or whatever. But they just went on all of these stories about Olympic sex feats that have happened. So apparently in 1988, during the Seoul Olympics in Korea, so many condoms were found on rooftops. I don't know why they were on rooftops, that they had to actually ban outdoor sex for those Olympics. Why are they fucking on the roofs? You know why? Because apparently all Olympians in the Olympic Village have to share rooms.
Wow.
Like, no matter who you are. Like, Michael Phelps, he's sharing a room with somebody else. Usain Bolt, like, the biggest Serena Williams is in a room with someone else.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's, like, It's twin beds. I don't think it's bunk beds, but it's twin beds. So it's like, we're big-ass people.
What the fuck?
We don't want to fuck on this. We're trying to, like, fuck, you know? Like, Olympic
like
levels
fuck
of fucking.
Room.
Yeah, so we gotta go on the roof.
Jeez.
But we can't leave our condoms there.
Yeah, clean that shit up.
Because the Olympic Association gets mad.
They notice.
They don't have time. They
why
just flick
they,
it.
Why the fuck were they on these roofs looking for condoms? Like, who was like, I noticed that all these roofs are a little fucked up.
That's a good point. I assume that somebody was just cleaning, but, like, why clean the roofs before everyone leaves?
Yeah, it's like a roof inspector.
Unless, like, the condoms were, like, falling down.
Onto the streets!
Yeah, and it's getting people mad.
Also, but it's a sanitary issue.
I mean, but, like,
I understand why it's disgusting.
Like, and easily
it's like a public roof.
If it's like that.
Oh.
Okay.
Like, people are going up there, like, you're gonna have to clean that shit.
Yeah, then it's not
happening?
My roof.
Maybe birds were picking the condoms up.
Also that, too.
Wow.
That's a fucked up situation.
Wow.
Yeah.
You just have birds flying around with condoms.
But with, like, Olympic level semen. That's important,
though. Everything about the situation is great.
Yeah. I would love Olympic fan fiction.
That's fun.
Olympic sex fan fiction.
I think it
not
exists.
Just Olympic fan fiction. They've got to be fucking. I don't care about
the, I don't care about
I don't
the
care
race.
About the sport. All right, in 1992 in Barcelona, and maybe that's the first time free condoms started being offered. I think it is. And this ping pong player named Matthew Syed was like,
no.
He never got laid more up until that point in his life.
Oh, I see. So
yeah.
He just fucked a lot.
Exactly.
More
at
than
the
average.
Olympics.
Okay.
Which makes sense because he's a ping pong player.
It's kind of...
Nobody's fucking ping pong players.
Hmm.
I don't think so.
I feel like it's just the confidence. Like, if you have that much confidence, it's such like a obscene, sorry, like an absurd sport.
Well, maybe so. Maybe, like, that gave him the confidence when he was at the Olympics and he was like,
and people
yeah.
saw him for who
and
he was.
And then he came back and he was like, yeah, I'm that nigga. I'm Matthew Syed from the Olympics.
The Olympic ping pong team.
Suck my dick.
He's got a grill now.
Oh my god. I gotta look him up. I'd fuck. In 2000, in the Sydney Olympics, 70,000 condoms were ordered. Apparently, they ran out and had to send 20,000 more condoms after 1 week. Usually,
Wait,
Olympics
is
2 weeks.
And is that for, like, the play, like the entire?
Yeah.
Just the village? The Olympic
yeah,
village?
Yeah.
Okay.
The athlete's village.
That's a lot of condoms.
Yeah.
That's a lot of sex. There's a lot of sex going on.
Yeah.
This is kind of funny.
I love it.
It's
I
like
love it.
Really funny.
It's
to
like
me.
Those debates where it's like, does it make sense to have sex before your event or whatever? Because it might fuck up your performance. Apparently not. Apparently it does
People
real
are
well.
Still doing great.
Yeah. That year, javelin thrower Bro Greer, that's a funny ass name, was quoted saying that he fucked 3 women a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
amazing.
Fun.
That's amazing. 2008 Beijing, our player Hope Solo, she's a soccer player, fucked an unnamed celebrity and then drunkenly went on the Today Show with her team for like a
wow.
post-game interview
That's
or whatever.
Rough.
Yeah.
That's rough.
She's like knocking him back fucking, hey Matt Lauer, how's it going? You
why didn't anyone stop
too?
Her?
Because they were probably drunk and fucking too. The only reason why she was quoted is because she's the most famous one. 2008 in the London Olympics, Grindr crashed once the athletes arrived.
That's 2012.
Yeah, sorry. 2012 London Olympics, Grindr crashed when the athletes arrived. And Ryan Lochte was quoted saying that his biggest mistake in the 2000 Olympics was that he came while he was in a relationship and he was excited about London that year because he was single. It's like, damn, bro.
Wow.
The style of fucking that's happening.
That's crazy.
So now that we know that.
Just a little context.
Yeah. There's just a lot of sex going on with all these beautiful ass people. This year, 450,000 condoms have been ordered. Free condoms have been ordered for the athletes. It's over the course of 16 days. So the way that breaks down is that about each athlete gets 42 condoms, which evens out to 2 condoms a day, which is actually really not that much when you think about it.
Yeah,
But so they don't just give athletes 42 condoms or whatever. They're just available in all of these random places, like the dining halls and stuff like that. And apparently they're in these huge green vending machines. And to get them, you have to pull this crank until the condom comes out. And it's a really, really loud crank.
Why?
Why? I don't know. Why is it in a public place?
Why can't it be just like a vending machine?
Why is it a loud crank? Because everyone wants to know when these Olympic-style athletes are having Olympic-style sex.
Who uses a crank anymore?
I don't
know. The fuck are you cranking?
I don't know. I don't know if that's an Olympic thing or, like, a Brazil thing? No,
it's okay. Not a Brazil thing. Who knows?
I don't know.
It's almost like shaming them. It's like, you know, if you have to go...
It is.
You're gonna have safe
sex. There's no discretion.
Let everyone, like, arrows point down. It's like, oh, they're fucking! They're fucking!
Other sex stories. So, Team USA basketball team got into a little bit of a snafu. They actually went to a brothel. So, this is just so funny to me. DeMar DeRozan... DeMarcus Cousins and DeAndre Jordan all went to this brothel. Why the fuck was it all D's?
And I love the DeMarcus Cousins. The fact that his last name is Cousins is great to me.
Yeah, so there was a D requirement. So they all went to this place called Termas Monte Carlo, which is, they thought it was a spa, but it's actually a high-end brothel in Rio. And when you call, apparently they say that they're a full spa. They're a full spa with a full bar that plays music and only serves male customers. I don't know why a brothel would only serve male customers in the first place. It seems like you're cutting back, like, from your customer base or whatever.
It's also, that's suspicious, though. It's like,
why? Yeah, it sounds like a brothel, but whatever. I guess they were just like, yeah.
We're men.
Like, maybe they thought it was, like, a low-key thing where it was just, like, bitches with their titties out, but not, like, a full brothel where they'd be getting in trouble. But they went, and somehow they realized that it was a full brothel, so they hit the bar and left.
It's the fact that they didn't just turn around right away.
No, they had to hit the bar.
They're like, all right, I'll get a few drinks.
We gotta get a drink while we're here. Yeah, so shout out to the D team. What the fuck else is going on in regards to the Olympics? We got black women dominating a lot of sports.
Let's shout them out.
This is from, I think this is from Black Girl with Long Hair, which is the funniest website name ever. But basically, you think black women are just like the basketball team, track, you got tennis with Serena, you got Gabby Douglas and Simone Biles in gymnastics. We've also got black women competing in like high levels of competition where they could medal. Boxing, diving, fencing, judo, water polo, rowing, rugby, shot put, taekwondo, weightlifting, and wrestling.
It's fucking amazing.
Special shout out to Ibtihaj Muhammad, who's the first American Muslim woman to compete in the Olympics wearing a hijab.
She's a fencer, right?
Yes. Speaking of hot Olympians, there's a lot of buzz going around about Ning Zetao, who is a swimmer, 23-year-old swimmer for Team China. He's also like in the Chinese Navy and stuff like that, and he's just all around badass. He's a very good-looking man, but there's a lot of like weird headlines going around where they're like, LOL, hot Asian swimmer. You got yellow fever for this hot Asian swimmer. Oof. Asian men can be attractive. There was this really bad article for this website called Next Shark, and the headline was, "Forget Zika virus. Chinese hottest Olympic swimmer is giving the internet yellow fever."
Wow. What? Like, what a website was that?
Next Shark.
Next Shark. Fuck that.
Yeah. It's actually written by an Asian man himself, but...
Still fuck that, right?
Yeah.
What? It's Ning...
Zetao. Excuse me, I just need to
it's like the second thing that shows up.
I just need to beat off while we're recording, Sam. Sorry. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
I can wait.
Sure, we understand.
Yeah, he is hot though, but you know, all that noise.
Woo! Oh my god.
Are you looking at him right
now? There's a lot of abs going on there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
swimmers
abs.
Swimmers have great bodies. I feel like swimmers have like the most toned everywhere bodies.
Because you're just using all of
it.
It's
such an inclusive sport.
It's everything.
Yeah, imagine how a swimmer would fuck you. All right, let's just be thirsty now. So,
first time with Slam Pound Productions.
Who do you want to fuck? Definitely a swimmer because just like they're hot. What else?
I would fuck a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like she should be strong. I was watching wrestling the other day and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah.
So it was kind of, it's like, I guess it was, there's something like super hyper masculine that was happening. I was like, you know. Yeah. It was the mating call and I was like, all right. Yeah. I'm here.
Yeah. I'm into gymnast. I don't really like male gymnast so much. I have a height bias or whatever, so I'm not really like into really short dudes, and male gymnasts tend to be like 5'1" and stuff like that. But girl gymnasts, so long as they're overage, not you, Lori Hernandez, haha. And that shit is mad sexy.
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah. Like just like not even, oh, they're being really flexible and I'm thinking about that sexually. It's just like you're really, 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 really fucking good at something.
You're flying.
Like you're like we're watching like the top people in the fucking world.
Yeah.
Like the groupie in me is just like, wow, gotta throw it at you, 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 yeah. you.
They're like, they're just like flying through the air, being majestic and shit. It's like that's like, I think that's one of the sports that looks the most like superhuman.
Yeah, definitely. Like fighting, they look like fucking superheroes.
Yeah, some things look very physical. Like, okay, you know, if I worked hard, I could do that. And there's some things where it's like,
I can't.
How am I going to flip myself over this bar?
You've had to have been doing that since you were, like, 1 year old.
It's too late for me now to do several things. Happen.
Also, you have to, like, be short, you know? Like, there's no tall gymnast.
I'm short. Probably not short enough.
I don't think you're short enough. You might just, like, be the cap. These people are, like, 5'1", 4'9".
I've never been told I wasn't short enough.
It hurts. Feel bad.
But, yeah. So I too would fuck a gymnast.
Yeah.
Menagerie.
Up next.
Lingerie for men. So there's this lingerie line, I guess. It's like underwear, loungewear line. It's called Menagerie.
What do you think of the glass menagerie, that play?
Why didn't they just call it Menagerie? Like they just looked at Menagerie and were like, that looks like Menagerie. Let's call it Menagerie.
I don't remember what a menagerie is.
Lucas?
What's
a menagerie? Is it a candle stick holder?
I thought it was just a lot of things.
That was a group of animals.
It is a group of animals. That is what
it is. I thought it was just a lot of things. I was kind of right.
Wasn't it a candlestick holder? No, it
wait,
was.
What are you talking about?
A candelabra.
You should have just let that go.
There's like like the words like candelabra and menagerie and like four more words.
They're
and I'm
linked?
Like. For something like brings
like
them
all October
together.
Spencer
brings me back exactly something's fucked up and I just can't get past
it. The wires in your brain.
Yeah.
Menagerie. So menagerie. I don't know, people are writing about it like, oh, there's lingerie for men now, but that's not true.
I didn't think that was new.
Yeah, like, no,
that
it's
must
not.
Exist. There's a
exactly.
There's a gay community. Exactly. You know, people just, who love men.
There's just men and there's lingerie in the world.
Yeah, and therefore,
so it had to have happened at least
lingerie.
Once. But yeah, menagerie came out. And they've got like silky boxers, lacy trunks, some sort of small brief thing. It's between $69 and $169.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Like the brief is $69.
What the fuck?
Like that brief has to tickle my goddamn balls. Like that brief needs to suck my dick for me to be $69. Like me and that brief need to do $69 in order for me to pay
$69. How would that work?
I don't know.
The brief is on your face.
They figure it out.
The brief is on my face.
And then somehow it's reaching back.
It elongates.
Why does it go backwards?
No, like it's like,
why does it go
forward? It's interesting. I don't, the way I see it, its hand just
I don't
reaches.
See it the way you
it's
do.
It's stupid. It's so stupid.
All right, so the founder, Roman Sipe.
Good name.
Oh yeah, also they have extra small to extra large. I don't know how large their extra large is though. I feel like it's probably not that large because it's a fashion
it's
industry and it's
large,
bullshit.
Yeah.
Also, all of the models are like slim toned white dudes and it's like, shut the fuck up, you know? Like, oh, we have lingerie for men now. We're all inclusive. Have a goddamn big ass black model, you know?
Yeah,
or
people
something.
Suck. People are like, oh, it's gotta be sexy. It's like always like the casual white CEOs that are just like, he's gotta make it sexy. They'd make it sexy and then they give their show. And, like, because I remember I was with somebody who was casting for something,
mm-hmm.
and their specific casting thing was needs to be a white guy, needs to be a white couple.
God damn.
No explanation of why.
So Roman Sipe was like, we want to bring more adornment and beauty to men's fashion, but still remind people that it's a brand for men. What the fuck does that mean? Can you help me?
I'll let me translate. It
Thank
means
you.
We want to make men's lingerie.
Thanks, Roman. That's Sife. It. Thanks, Roman. Sife.
Yeah, but remember, it's like remember that it's a brand for men. It's if it's for it's like if it like a like if a dick goes into it, it.
Yeah,
a biological male. If a dick is going to, if it's made for a dick to be in there,
yeah,
it's made for like a biological.
If it's made for someone who identifies as a man, then it's goddamn men's lingerie.
Yeah.
But I feel like what he actually meant by that was, like...
keeping it masculine?
Like, yeah, like, they don't have, like, bras and stuff like that. Basically, they have what is normally sold to men on the market as underwear, but mm-hmm. it's lacy. And silky.
Revolutionary.
Wow!
Even though...
First of all, silky boxers have existed for a long fucking time.
They're just silky boxers.
Like, all men's lingerie has existed for a long time, but niggas can get silky boxers at, like, Walmart.
That's like the fucked upness of capitalism. People with mad money can just pretend they're innovative, make something
like that. Yeah, boxer braids.
And then, oh my gosh. What was it? Like, the Bantu knots? Like, something in Vogue was, like, it wasn't... They called it anything else but a Bantu knot.
Yeah, I forgot.
It was so dumb.
Yeah.
So you have money? Oh, I created a whole new thing.
Yeah. Not it. Fuck that. Also, did you look at them? The lacy trunks to me look like ass. Like, it's like the leg part is lace, but the dick part is just like a black. Big black dick part.
I think that's the one I saw. It does look very dumb. Like, the design is not sleek.
It looks like a shirt that you would sell at Rainbow. And that's a bad shirt, you know? Yeah, that's like a Donnie shirt. One was probably like 100 something.
Yep, they're treasury
though. It's not worth it.
Fuck that.
And you're gonna come in those?
I want it to be all lace, you know?
I want to see the dick.
I want that lace covering the dick.
You know, what is...
Nicely.
We couldn't design men's lingerie, but I would fucking love...
Still fuck menagerie, though.
Yeah. Fuck the glass menagerie.
So I was just like,
That's really good play.
Men's lingerie can't, this can't be the first instance, so I was just like, lingerie for men and a whole bunch of other things mm-hmm. popped up. But then this thing called Home Mystère... I don't know. It's fucking French. Am I pronouncing that right?
I thought it said homie stare at first, so you're doing great.
For my homies. Stare. Whatever. .com. And the tagline is lingerie for men and trans women.
Nice.
And they mean cis men and trans women, but yeah, like, it's already way more inclusive than it's menagerie.
Beautiful.
So fuck menagerie. And they've got, like, bras and stuff if that's what you're into. The obituary of Leroy Blast Bill Black. What a fucking name. So Leroy Blast Bill Black. It's like, say it three times fast. I cannot.
You just call him Blast. I like Blast.
Yeah, that's his nickname. But Leroy Bill Black is his actual name. Okay, fine. So he was a man who died.
He's dead.
R.I.P. Leroy. He was from Egg Harbor Township in New Jersey, which is just outside of Atlantic City. Died at 55 years old, and two obituaries were printed for him in the Atlantic City Press, or the Press of Atlantic City, rather. One was from his wife, and one was from his girlfriend. And just slight differences. The wife's obituary says he is survived by his loving wife, and it says her name or whatever. And then the girlfriend's obituary says he's survived by his girlfriend. So they just omitted each other, and that's like the only difference that they had. But the girlfriend's is kind of shady because she's like, he's survived by his children, blah, 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 and his siblings, blah, 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 and a host of other family members.
Wow. That's
her. That's the wife. The wife is a host of other family members. Like, goddamn, they were fucking married. But also, hers is really good because he died of lung cancer. And he got it through exposure to fiberglass because he was working as a contractor, and he was like a fiberglass technician or whatever. So hers is like, he died of lung cancer due to fiberglass exposure.
And
she fucking says
place.
It in the obituary. Yeah, yeah. And she says his contracting company.
That's
so
important.
She calls them out like, niggas, you killed this man and you will die for it.
So he had a wife and girlfriend at the same time, basically?
Yeah.
Did they know about
each other? I
don't know
what the situation
was. Okay, because that's...
Well, they know about each other, but... Because they couldn't agree on one obituary, and they cut each other out of the obituaries. So I don't know if it was a consenting situation, or...
It's like it must... Because it doesn't seem like... They don't seem mad at him, if that makes sense.
Sometimes people are like that, though. It's just like, that other bitch, instead of, this man cheated on me.
Oh,
also, he's dead, so it's like, he can't be like, fuck Leroy Blip. Leroy Blast Bill Black. There's too many blah. That's the issue. So we've got this cool retreat thing that happened. like a week ago.
Do you know how to pronounce that name?
Yeah, so it was the Chrysalis Gathering of Queer People of Color. Here's what's on their website. Chrysalis is an annual event created by and for queer, transgender, and intersex people of color and celebrating all of our magic. Over the course of 3 days, become immersed in a space dedicated to restoring and celebrating our collective power. This is a gathering for us and by us. So this year's was held, the last weekend in July. And it was held in the redwoods of Mendocino County, California. So it's definitely like for them by them because no white people were invited and no straight people were invited. And it said on their website, like, if you're an ally, you can go to this like building workshop with us, but you can't just have fun and watch us have fun.
Yeah. Cause then it's like creepy.
Exactly. And that's what
they were avoiding.
That's what everyone's day-to-day is as, like, a black person, a queer person of color. Like, that weird white heterosexual gaze that you always get.
And this otherizing, you're strange, or, you're so interesting, you're different.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would love to go on some sort of...
retreat.
Yeah.
Black women only.
Although...
you want dick.
Yeah.
Black feminists only.
Or it could be like woke feminist, like, only these people will be here, and
we you just have to select the people. You have to make it your own personal safe space.
I just have to
space.
Pick a few friends and head out to this cabin that I know.
So 50 people participated, and it's very inclusive because if you didn't have, like, enough money to participate, they have, like, a work trade program where you could volunteer for your spot there, and then also they had scholarships, too, so it's, like, mad accepting and stuff like that. Oh, here's who it was hosted by, the Groundswell Institute, and basically they call it, like, LGBT Radical Fairies of Color having a retreat, and the term Radical Fairy was created by this organizing group called the Gay Liberation Front, and they created that term basically to reclaim the word fairy, because people think fairy like, oh, you're a sissy and you're a punk or whatever,
yeah,
but they're like, insult. Basically it's okay to not be hyper-masculine or whatever. So at this event, a couple of things that were going on, just to set the scene. 200 acres at this place that looks like kids' campgrounds or whatever. Condoms and lube available in various places, including the dining hall.
Nice.
Clothing's optional the whole time.
Yes.
Gender-neutral bathrooms.
Yes.
Activities that include talking, singing, dancing, skinny dipping, dressing up in drag, poetry, just rubbing your body in clay.
What was that about?
I don't know. I just think they like to do it. I mean, personally, like, they were in the article, which was written by this guy named Stephen Thrasher, who also attended the event. They just called it like a Bacchanalian party. And that reminds me of like what Caribbean people do before a carnival, like during Juve, where people just put on mud and stuff like that and powder and just have a fun ass time. So I don't know if it
derived
from there or...
I want to know where that derives from.
There's a lot of different theories. One of them is that before Carnival, because, you know, Carnival happens before Lent or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and that's when you give up all of your earthly, whatever, you give up your earthly sin or whatever. I don't know, God stuff, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah.
But, like, Carnival is, like, the festival of the flesh before that or whatever. So people say that before Carnival, all of the demons and ghost type things are out, and people would disguise themselves as ghosts, and that's why they wear things like that to like look the, like duppies or whatever.
It's fucking awesome.
So that's just one theory, but you know, clay is fun.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it. I would love to do that. I was just curious.
It could just, I don't know why.
Was it like a skin spa thing? Like, you know, you like could do like a mud bath, but it didn't seem like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Still seemed lit though.
Just seemed like a cool ass time.
Yeah.
I don't know if I mentioned drag.
Yes.
And yoga that was actually led by brown people. Because if you don't know,
yoga started by brown.
Yeah, yoga is an Indian thing. It's
brown
not
people situation.
It's not that skinny white girl in
that's,
I don't know.
That's like really Cobble all Hill. That yoga means. Like when I think of yoga, I don't think like brown people.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel so fucked up for thinking like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think of skinny white girls in yoga pants with a latte. Yeah, in this article written by Stephen Thrasher. It says, as a movement, radical fairies are supportive of communal sex, communal living, communing with nature, positioning themselves at odds with the consumerist, monogamous marriage equality movement. The only thing I have about that is I don't know what communal sex is. It just seems like everybody having sex with each other, I guess, though.
Mm, I just imagined, like, orgy-like things, but it could also just be, like, free association sex. Free association sex could be anything, but, I like the sound of it.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Just imagine, I imagine the pussy-looking circle that you like so much.
This is where the pussy-looking circle occurs, but there's dicks, too. One fun thing about this drag was that, they noted, like, people weren't, like, doing drag just to dress up as blonde white women. They were just, like, doing drag as, like, big people or whatever, and they didn't care about their bulge being out, or they didn't care about, like, having beards and stuff like that. It was just, like, fun, free drag. So, yeah. And basically, Thrasher, like, contextualized his article amongst, like, all of the bad shit that we hear about in regards to the LGBT community of color or whatever, and how him, as, he as a writer is always writing about stuff like that, but he never writes about joy. And as people of color, we think that we're not supposed to, like, indulge in pleasures, and it's always supposed to be, like, activist work to advance the cause. But, you know, our joy matters, and our communal fucking matters. Trigger warning for police violence and massage noir.
Ain't no victim here, and there's no fucking crime going on.
It is a crime.
It is not a crime. That's bullshit. It's all for y'all to get money, and I don't participate in the shit.
On the saddest note that we'll get, the murder, killing?
Woman was murdered.
Yeah. Of Corinne Gaines. So, a couple of facts, because it just hasn't really been shared, so I feel like most people should know about it, but maybe they just don't. Woman in Baltimore who was in her apartment with her two kids and her boyfriend, Baltimore police came to her house to arrest her for warrants for unpaid parking tickets. Right?
I think she had failed to appear in court. It was
for those parking tickets.
But also she was an aggravated resisting arrest. She was aggressive during a traffic stop.
Okay.
But also, leave people alone. Like, don't stop everybody. Was she driving safely? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
So, yeah, I guess three Baltimore police officers came to the crib. Originally said that they got a key to go into her apartment from her landlord. That was later debunked because they actually knocked her door down. I don't know why they lied. Because cops lie. But yeah, so then they just engaged with this, in this, what was it, 5 hours?
It was a five-hour negotiation.
Yeah, 5-hour standoff with her. She was armed and holding her five-year-old son in her lap. And at some point, her boyfriend and her, I think, one-year-old daughter were there. And then they left. I don't know why they left left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're also there to serve the boyfriend. He had like some assault charge or something. So they were trying to
double up.
Yeah, basically.
Yikes.
Basically.
Okay, so I don't know how we got out. But yeah, so she had a gun, and basically she was kinda like defending herself, like, you're not going to take me or I'll shoot you, basically.
Yeah.
And that's what caused the standoff or whatever. And then at some point, I think according to them, we're not sure because she was recording a lot of this stuff on her Instagram and her Facebook, but it was deleted by Instagram and Facebook for whatever reason.
Fucking scary.
According to them, she said, I'm going to kill you or whatever. And then they started to shoot her and she died. And they also hit her son in the process as he was running away. And as they started shooting her, she returned fire. So they actually opened fire first, according to them.
Interesting. Which is dumb because she's like, I'm sure they have untrained. And I'm sure they have bulletproof vests on, you know?
Right,
like,
exactly.
If someone is shooting at me, but I'm to some degree protected, or have, it was the SWAT team. SWAT teams have fucking shields.
Yeah.
This is a person whose only shield is their skin.
Yeah.
Like, it's not necessary for you to.
She's also an untrained. Well, I mean, she's trained or whatever, because, I don't know, her dad, like, bought her a gun when she was younger or whatever, and she'd been practicing.
Probably, but not as trained as you.
Exactly. Like, this is your actual job, to know how to shoot people. So if you know how to shoot people, I'm assuming you know how to shoot a person in a way where you can, like, disarm them. That's not what I'm trying to say, but, like, stop the imminent danger from happening to you without killing them. one. Two, there are also situations where, like, white men have been arrested in the past or whatever, and they've...
Dylan Stormroof situation?
Well, Dylan Roof, I don't think he pointed his gun at the police or whatever, okay. But there was, like, a white man, like, 3 months ago where he did point his gun at the police, and they didn't even shoot him, but he was arrested and detained.
Because they didn't think he was a threat.
Exactly. Or maybe they thought he was a threat, maybe they just cared about his life. Because Corinne Gaines is mad, like, she's very small, just because she has a gun and she's black. Like, I'm not even sure if they view black people as threats so much as if this person gets killed.
Then whatever.
There's not going to be any, like, what, we're going to be on desk duty for the rest of our lives or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's going to be no consequence. Not bad.
It's actually good, you know?
And there's also reports about her being lead poisoned, which I think... To me, I think she was actually suing for being lead poisoned. Mm. I think that's also very interesting because that's like that would lead to like aggression. It fucks up your IQ, your focus. Mm-hmm. Like you have anger issues you can't control. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's like a like some of the most disenfranchised people in society is like the poor women of color. Usually it's usually poor or queer women of color. But she's like she was had it seems like she had mental issues, and it's again it's like the not being able to handle someone who is mentally ill
mm-hmm.
or not. Caring or recognizing that because mm-hmm. like if they had known
there's a blatant disregard for people who are mentally ill lives
or whatever. Yeah
like those are the people who are actually killed the most
yeah they're just disposable to some people
at the highest percentage or whatever
yeah and it's like if you can't do your job you know like if you can't it seems difficult being a police officer seems like a stressful hard job.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not up for it,
don't take it. Yeah, so this all happened or whatever, and a whole bunch of black guys were like, nah, fuck that bitch, she was crazy. fuck you.
And yet the same militant hoteps who will say the same exactly. thing and do similar things are like, yeah, exactly. brother man, let's go, black
exactly,
power.
Exactly. Like, after Dallas, there weren't people like, yeah, that guy was totally looking for attention or whatever. He was an attention whore. What the fuck? That's so weird to me. And then also, just the concept of calling black women attention whores is very odd because we never get attention for anything ever. So, maybe I do want attention sometimes. Is there anything wrong with that?
That's also like when dudes post pictures of themselves, it's not like... It's like the attack on selfies is really just an attack on women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a whole bunch of people calling that out, like, how people are like, yeah, we need to be militarized and stuff like that, and this woman, she didn't even, like, go the route of the Dallas shooter where it was, like, a random attack on, that guy didn't know who those police officers were.
Yeah,
they could have been technically the best police officers in, where did that happen? Dallas?
Yeah.
Although one of them was, like, a white supremacist or whatever. But, she didn't, like, attack random people, she was just like, I'm going
herself.
To defend myself. In the same way that the Black Panthers always carried guns in situations where they knew that the police would be there in case things went awry so that they could defend themselves. Everybody wants to talk about, yeah, we need to go back to the Black Panthers and leaders and stuff like that. And here's this woman who was just doing this on her own, and she's a dumb bitch attention whore. Like, is it not... Like, why do we fucking blame the victim all the time? Like, it's her fault that her son got killed. Son got shot. No, the police officer who shot her fucking son is the reason why her son got shot. Why were they at this woman's home? Like, just because she had her son on her lap doesn't mean anything. The son was going to be in the home. They were at this woman's home for, like, dumb fucking petty-ass whatever warrant.
Yeah, I think when somebody shows up to your place with a gun...
They automatically escalate the situation.
Because you're scared.
It was a SWAT team. I don't think that was necessary.
Because what she is, like, how is she? She's never going to take on an entire SWAT team.
No, she couldn't. It was impossible. That is why she's dead now.
Definitely not while holding her 5-year-old son.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
And then people, like, started this, I don't know if it was a hashtag, but the thing, like, if you can't say Corinne's name, then you can't say, like, Asada Shakur's name and other, like Angela Davis's name, like, other militarized black women revolutionaries. So, yeah, there's, like, this weird, what's the word that I'm looking for? Just, like, glorifying the past.
It's nostalgia.
Okay. Well, people will glorify the past and say we need to get back to that or whatever and won't at all try to support the leaders that we have now. Not saying that Corinne Gaines was a leader, because I don't think she was, like, doing any organizing or whatever,
no,
but
she was just...
that was, like, her personal form of activism, and if we can't respect that or whatever, if we're gonna, like, not talk about the fact that people who started Black Lives Matter are, like, queer Black women or whatever, and we're gonna get mad when two Black women organizers get married and stuff like that, it just makes no sense. Like, there's a massive disconnect.
It seems like a form of... I don't know if it's, like, a form of hopelessness, because it's just saying, like, you don't see... or you're just, like, invalidating what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if that's, like, you have no hope, therefore, no matter what happens, you're never gonna see it as successful as the past. Like, you feel powerless, you're like, oh, there's no way me or my generation can do shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, if you really do care about your civil rights and your country, or mm-hmm. what, your, you know, Blackness, and you're a woke person,
mm-hmm.
like, the nostalgia just, I think it holds you back from actually
Definitely.
Engaging in shit.
Definitely.
Like, you're criticizing people, but you're also taking yourself out of potentially, like, okay, if you feel that way, go do something.
Mm-hmm.
Go be a part of, hopefully not like the Hotep squad for Black Lives Matter, but like, try to bring your ideas and your knowledge of, like, organizing that you supposedly have and do something with that. Don't just sit back and shit on people.
Yeah, exactly. And that just makes me think, I don't really think their main form of activism or their main ideology is to, like, advance the progression of Black people in this country. I think mm-hmm. it's to shit on women and make themselves feel good about themselves and pat each other on the back and stuff like that.
Yeah, mad useful.
Great.
So useful.
We're doing so much with that. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you feel good for, what, 5 minutes?
Yeah. That's it for Fuck That.
That's it for Fuck That!
Now on to Fuck It!
Topic of the day.
The topic of the day is...
Attraction. Opposites attract.
Or do they? I don't believe in that.
Sometimes I don't either. I feel like, I guess we could just start there, right? Because that's where we're at.
Okay.
Opposites attract.
I feel like the opposite of me would be, I have so many dimensions, you know? Someone
Word.
Who is very boring. Sometimes that can be really, really boring, you know?
You know, I am kind of a boring person when I think about it.
But, like, that's because I do boring things, not because my mind is a boring place. Someone who's boring, doesn't have a very silly sense of humor, but I also have a very dry sense of humor. Someone who has no sense of humor whatsoever.
Someone who's dead, lifeless. That would be my opposite.
Yeah. Someone who's not socially conscious or whatever. I feel like that doesn't really even factor into my attraction anymore.
Sure. The fuckboy magnet. Or the opposite of a magnet. Not a repellent.
Fuckboy repellent. What do you mean?
Like, oh, like you're like, alright, just I'll take all of you. It's like an all inclusive.
Bring them all in.
Yeah.
No, well, for me, I just feel like, at first it was like, he's gotta be woke, but a lot of woke people are annoying. Not a lot of woke people are annoying, but just because
it
you're woke doesn't mean that you're not annoying. Or that you're not a dickhead, or that you're not condescending, or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, just because you're woke doesn't mean, like, you're going to get along, or whatever. And that stands for both romantic partners and just, like, friends and stuff like that. I don't feel like I would be attracted to my opposite. But also be, like, somebody older, I'm not into that. Is white the opposite of black?
I don't know, right? Because it can't be. It's just strange. But
no,
why
yeah,
would it be anything else?
Let's not do that.
I think, when I think about, like, opposites attract, I think it's, like, you have to pick, like, whatever, like, you pick a defining quality or something that you hold dear,
mm-hmm.
and that person has to be, like, vehemently against whatever
yeah.
that thing is.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it means, like, because you could both have other things in common.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you could both be rugby players who like theater, but, like, you were
so
a diehard Bernie person and the other person's, like, a Hillary person. I feel like the opposites comes from whatever the,
mm-hmm.
whatever that caring thing is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a core value. That person is against a core value of yours or a core interest,
mm-hmm.
but not in a way that, like, either don't give a fuck or, like, well, no, I was gonna say either don't give a fuck or you don't give a fuck,
mm-hmm.
Or turns you on because you like
yeah.
to be challenged.
Yeah, I think it comes from that whole, like opposites attract in like a Draco Hermione sort of way. Like where it's like a fun sexual tension because of how different you are as people. Like, oh, I hate him so much. I don't know if that hate brings out sexual passion in you.
Yeah,
it's but just the I don't anger. Think I've ever felt that for someone. Maybe like when I was younger and like a little quiet ass bitch and I would like the loud annoying boys.
Yeah, but we weren't liking them being rude or treating you, or were you?
I do like assholes. Okay. I will say that.
You heard it on Slam Pal. She likes anuses here.
I do like butts. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I did like that. I don't think it's because it was the opposite of me, because deep down I was a bitch too. I just wasn't loud about it.
The chronic bitch inflammation hadn't yet swollen your inner. Exactly. Yeah, I wonder, I know some people like to argue with other people. Like, that's just like, that anger like turns them on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like this anger, like hate, like, I don't say hate based, because I don't think it's real hate, but mm-hmm. just like anger just based tension there. Sexual tension.
Yeah.
Like, I like don't like conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Conflict makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So like arguing with somebody, it'd be like, good, yeah, don't talk to me. Let's, uh-huh. let's leave.
Uh-huh.
Or let's talk about something that we're not gonna fight about this. Like I'll shut down things if it gets angry.
Mm-hmm.
So I can do it. Plus like the idea of like a hate fuck.
Yeah.
Where people just they hate each other so much that they just have to have sex.
Yeah, that
with each
I don't
other.
Get either. I've never experienced that for anyone. I'm trying to think about the man I hate the most in this world. I can't even think of anyone. No, yeah, like
mine was Osama bin Laden.
And then I thought of Donald Trump.
But then there was somebody like the person I knew who was dating the girl. It was just two people.
Wow. At first I thought, I'm just gonna bleep that out. But that's like an old fan of the show and somebody I met on Tinder who was like one of the most disgusting people ever. And I didn't agree with anything that he said. I did not want to fuck him.
Yeah. Yeah. You just weren't...
Like, he could have... Because he wasn't... I don't think he was unattractive or whatever, but, like, the more I learned about him, the more attractive he looked to me. Like, that could have, like... Like, if he was actually a good, fun, sweet person, that could have tipped the balance in his favor. But it just went in the opposite
disgusting
direction.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, he is a disgusting piece of shit.
Shit.
I took a sample of like his fluids and it came up disgusting piece of shit in the lab.
Yeah. The Sam lab.
So you know, serious? Yeah, in my bedroom.
I feel like it opposite attract. It could also be like you think someone is very sexy looking,
mm-hmm.
like you're so attracted to them physically that their personality like doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I feel like that's still not opposite attracting. That's just like you're sexually desirous of that person.
Yeah, that too. That's how I felt towards one fuckboy I had fucked last year, that Hotep nigga. Because he was one of the most, I think he's like the most gorgeous person. Mm-hmm. I can't even like, I don't even believe what I'm saying anymore. Because I just, I think he's a dumb Hotep nigga.
Is there a picture of him that I can see?
Yeah. I thought he was like one of the most gorgeous people that I'd ever been with or whatever. Or that ever like showed a romantic interest in me, but... I just think he's kind of stupid, and also the sex wasn't good. So it's like after you have the sex, and it's like if the sex was great, maybe I would still be like, "Wow, he's so attractive." But when you see who they are and the sex isn't good, it's kind of just like I see your features, and I can acknowledge that if that was on someone else, I'd be really, really wet for you right now. But
because it's you,
because it is you, because it is on your body. Yeah, this nigga looks like a fucking model, but like I feel it. Nope. I looked at him and I was like, no. Your face was there and I was
the next
naked.
Picture is like Malcolm X.
If your face was there and I was naked, I would sit on it.
But he your does face look like is, a model.
I'm not going to go to your face, you know?
Yeah. It has to come to me.
No, it was like right here, right now, in this moment. It's like, Shanika Lucas. You understand.
Like, we get it. We'll take a walk.
You went really far back into his profile.
He doesn't have many pictures. Like, that was like, maybe it is pretty far.
It's like 2000.
Oops.
Oh, no.
That moment when, like, you find, like, so you're attracted to somebody and then they do something and suddenly, like, it's over. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's, like, a filter.
Yeah.
Like, there's something, like, in the body and in, like, my eyes. Like, I see you and then, like, I think some guy threw a backpack at my friend in, like, high school and that's when, that's when
dick.
I was, like.
That's a dickhead.
If he had done several stupid things before that, but it was this moment where I was just, like, I can't. I think I actually saw him as, like, less attractive.
Yeah.
Like, I started to, you know what, I started to acknowledge, like, unattractive features about his body. Yeah. There's something about that, like, the sexual attraction that just, like, it's like the whole filter where they're just, like, glowing and, like, shiny in my mind and heart. And I'm just like, oh, you can't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
And the moment I'm like, ugh, fuck you.
I feel like that could work. Porn. That could work in the opposite direction, too. Like, there's this kid who I've had a crush on since I was, like, 10 or something like that or whatever. Now that he's grown up, I don't think that he's that fucking gorgeous or whatever, but just because it's like, huh. Like, I think he's beautiful still now.
Aww.
Even though I probably, like, if I didn't know him, I would just be like, oh, that's average. That's
okay.
Yeah. But, yeah. Still get it.
Call me. He doesn't know who it is. He's listening. Like, is that me?
Wait, should I call or?
Or
did you mean me?
All the slam pal, all the whole fans are in the room like, oh, shit, so you.
Let's just all call, guys. They, like, take time slots or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's so weird to me. And, like, I feel like also people can get, you get more attractive as you get to know somebody.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Like, there's someone who I wasn't particularly attracted to, but now through interactions, I'm, like, a little horny when I think about him.
Just a little horny.
Yeah, so horny, my shoulder is shaking. Just you guys can't see horny. It. But it's just, like, I don't know what it, when someone tells you they want to eat you out or they want you to sit on their face, it's
yeah.
Like,
okay. Elevation. Yeah, it goes all the way
elevation?
Up there.
Elevation? Yeah. Is that a song?
Nope. I just wanted to elevate my voice. Is that a song?
Da-da-da. No, it was a weird cover.
I'm right now.
Oh.
But yeah.
I feel like once... Also, there's something about the idea of someone being attracted to me
makes them attractive.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like, what the fuck is that?
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, it's something... I don't know what it is. It's just like, oh, you like me?
Is that like a scientific response that we do?
I don't know.
Like, we've got to mate some way.
There are people who've been, like, who I haven't found attractive and have no one have crushes on me. Mm-hmm. That's not enough.
Yeah,
I think
you're right.
It might give, like, that, it's like if you, like, do, like, you participate in class, you get a little, like, that'll save your grade or whatever. Like, you could have failed, but because you participate, it's a little boost.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you liking me is, like, if I didn't think you were that attractive, you having a crush on me boosts you up. I'm like, okay, you're
it boosts
the-
everybody?
But
there's some
but if you're, like, failing by a lot in my book, then it's, okay. Like, there's no amount of, like, class participation.
Yeah, because there's definitely people like that as well.
And I can't. It's like a...
Totally.
I'm sorry. But
totally.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
That is weird. I, like, have a hard... I have, like, a hard time dealing with, like, people who are, like, attracted to me.
Mm-hmm.
I just get all awkward.
Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Well, my shoulders, they rise up to my ears. And...
Okay.
And when I walk, I don't really go anywhere.
Just walk in place, okay? It all makes sense.
And it's just, it's like weird talking to people when I know that they like me.
Because
I'm just like...
Now you're like, I don't want you to unlike me.
Yeah.
So I gotta keep doing the same thing. But what is it that you like about me in the first place?
And if it's just my ass, then let me know.
Let me
when
just
I can
turn around and bend over.
I just stand around.
We can just have a conversation.
What is it? Oh, like the ass clap, like the booty speak, the booty talk. Yes, yes, yes. That is how oppression works.
She's so smart.
Her ass is woke as fuck.
Wait, that's funny. See, that could be a t-shirt.
Let's. All right, I'm gonna write it down. I also get really awkward when people like touch me casually, like like a hand on the leg. I'm just like.
Yeah.
Tighten up real tense.
Yeah.
I'd have made that one date with that guy who was short from a party.
Oh,
that
was his real name for some
Oh, yeah, Peter Wilhelm. But, like, my body just, I don't know what to do. Like, do I acknowledge that you're touching my, like, it just has to be smooth.
I don't think that there's anything to do. Like, how do you acknowledge?
You just,
oh, I see that your hand is on my leg. Like, if you want to get real freaky and advanced things, you could, like, put your hand on top of their hand, but
then you're almost holding hands.
Yeah, sometimes you're not trying to go that far.
And even with holding hands, like, even with me and John holding hands, I'm always real, like, aware and, like, nervous about when I let go.
Because
I don't want to be like, I'm done with this, you know?
Yeah, me too. Sometimes I, like, fake a thing that I'm doing. Like, oh, yeah, I need to
scratch my
nose.
My nose doesn't itch. I just don't want to hold your hand anymore.
Yeah,
it's
my
sweaty.
Hand is hot.
Or I'll be like, I'm sorry, John. My hand is just... And we've been dating for how long?
Yeah. Or like when your hand is just in a weird, uncomfortable position. That's not a natural way to hold your hand.
I just can't... Like, when people are attracted to me, I'm like... Ugh.
Yeah.
That's why I'm nervous about So I guess it's coming later. My goal is to make out with somebody this Wednesday. Okay. Particular person. Mm-hmm. And I'm nervous. Mm-hmm. Cause it's just like, he's already said he wants me to sit on his face.
Yeah.
And he just said so many things. And it's just like, hi, the weather is 82 degrees today.
You guys
today.
Are hanging out to make out or hanging out to hang out and then you might make out along the way?
A combination.
Okay.
We're definitely going to make out. Because
when it's just sex... Or, like, just sexual things, it's a lot easier. Because you're just like, yeah, let's have some wine. Let's fuck. but when it's, like, that sexual advance has already been made and you're trying to hang out, it's like, what do we talk about now?
Yeah, because really...
Your grandma's life? Like, We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Back to attraction.
Back to the laws of attraction.
Well, what do you find attractive?
A lot... I think people's
everything.
I'm a pansexual. Pansexual. Like really attractive.
That's funny.
It's like beyond people. This piano has been has really been turning me on. I like people's voices. Mm-hmm. Or people's voices can be very sexy to me, even if you don't have like a crazy voice. Mm-hmm. And by crazy voice, I mean like or like that goat that yells.
A lot of goats do that, actually.
What?
Yeah,
goats are fucked up. Goats are fucked up.
Like, why are they doing that? What else?
Yeah, voices. And then, like, obviously bodies. I like bodies. Mm-hmm. I also like chubby guys. Mm-hmm. But also like tone guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do like everything? I was like, in between average guys.
Yeah. I like guys with, like, a sense of... I really do feel like I mold my attraction to... If I like a person for some one thing, mm-hmm. then, like, you everything else like, just... Yeah. So I'm like, I like guys that have a cool style. But I'm like, wait, several people that I've had a crush on have, like, no gray sweatpants, one hat, all the time.
Just a single hat. But sometimes you find that stylish.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. So is it stylish because of who they are?
Who knows? Because some... I don't know, man. But also, I feel like I can find anyone attractive. I'm thinking about, like, people I thought I was attractive in, like college. Mm-hmm. And now that I look at them, I'm like, got scurvy there, and I'm still very in it. That's, you know?
How unfortunate.
So, yeah. I like people. Oh, this is, like, such a stereotype. It's, like, guys that are too nice.
Really?
You know what I mean? When people are just, like, too, I don't know what it is.
You think that's attractive?
No, I don't think that's okay. It's like the nice guys
finish
last.
Let me do my attractions
first. Oh, yeah.
Has dick or vagina, no.
Or whatever you came with.
Can pleasure me sexually, you know.
It's amazing.
I really, really enjoy, this is just personality-wise, folks who are goofy. But I don't really like any of those qualities in girls romantically or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then it's just like, oh, that's my friend. But when it's a girl and I'll have a sexual attraction towards her, she just has to be really, really, really swagged out. Like, that's it. Like,
okay.
Very, very, very fucking cool. And then I'm like, oh, God, yeah. Personality-wise, not physically. But for guys physically, very goofy. Just
physically
like,
goofy?
Just like one layer... below the surface is nerdy as fuck, but like they have to have like normal people walking down the street, they're like, that's a cool guy, that's a really, really cool guy.
They turn the
but
corner
when you just look
and they're wearing like
a fucking
ninja
dork
suit.
Yeah, he's a fucking dork on the inside. I really
Ooh,
like that.
You're right.
Luke is dying.
He fell over.
Lucas died that day.
He fell over.
We didn't even try to get him up.
Sorry, man. Lucas fell. He's still there. We'll see you next Sunday, man.
You just leave me here for a week?
Yeah, I mean, you'll be fine.
There's food here, I guess.
I like dickheads, like assholes, people who will make fun of me a little bit,
like,
but not to the point
too.
Where I'm like, oh, God, come on.
You can't hurt my feelings.
Yeah. What else? People who are really, really into... things. It doesn't really matter what the thing is, but as long as they're passionate about like a thing or like some things, a collection of things, I'm like, wow, yeah, he's into that.
Medieval,
I don't even know why I like that.
Like medieval hog throwing.
Wow, maybe not. Maybe I just lied. because I'd be like, what the fuck, man?
There's some things, like, if I think your interest is really mundane, I'm like, that is too, you like I've this never, kind of dinosaur that
I've
much.
Never experienced that.
I don't like people if who are I into did. Wolves.
Is that a thing?
People really like wolves.
I was watching the show Dating Naked that comes on VH1. It was really weird. This guy was like, yeah, I am a vampire. I come from a long lineage of vampires. I was bitten by a 400-year-old vampire. What the fuck was he talking about? Like, why was he doing that? And he got that? Eliminated. It didn't help.
It didn't add anything to your case.
Yeah. He didn't make it to the next episode. Like, to the point where, like, they have to keep... Sorry, just a really... I like a lot of reality shows. They have to pick one person to stay with them, and they'll have, like, three people to choose from. The woman picked no one.
Because
there was a vampire, a guy who was flirting with other women, oh. And this, they like, sent her out on a date with, like, a really old man. Like, an elderly man.
Oh.
It's like, you knew that she That's wasn't gonna hard. Pick him in the first place.
They were probably trying to be like, which one of the three things, which one would you go with? She's like, nah, I am she playing your
no
game.
One. She had to pick someone. She picked no one. Yeah, but I think that's all the things, personality-wise. I'm taking woke out. You can't be fucking terrible. Like, you can't be a coon or a hotep or something
yeah,
like that.
You have to be a reasonable person, exactly. Open a conversation.
Yeah, but I don't think you have to be woke af, as they say.
Yeah.
Woke
af.
The woke's book. Physically? A lot of things.
Yeah,
I don't
really
think
so
I have
many
one
things.
Thing. Obviously, my main thing was that, light-skinned peak fuckboy.
Yeah.
The skin tone changed to just be a little bit darker over the course of a couple of months, but I think that's it. Yeah. Stylish is, very helpful.
It is so hot when guys are, like...
Yeah. There can be guys where it's, like, he's stylish and he's fucking on fleek, but I know that I just won't like him as a person, but I can admire his beauty.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's, like, attraction, though. But, yeah. And what are you unattracted to?
I'm trying to think of the people that I don't find attractive mm-hmm. who thought I was attractive. And it's like, that would be like what's an immediate turn off is like racist,
yeah,
hateful.
Definitely.
But also, I feel like it's such like a gut reaction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything unifying.
Mm-hmm.
Because just, like, why would I think somebody's, like, physically more attractive? I'm, like, thinking about, like, the kind of gaunt white boy that disturbs me. And then, like, the young black man who just doesn't quite have that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, nothing that connects any of it.
The gaunt white boy who disturbs me. Thought of Dylan Roof, honestly.
He would be someone who I was not attracted
yeah, he's
to.
Yeah, very unattractive.
Thank God.
One thing that I find that... will make me not attracted to someone, even if I'm attracted to that person, like, even, like, in relationships. When the person just, like, treats you like shit for a little bit, it's like, I don't fuck with you. Like, I just don't want to have sex with you or look at you or whatever. Like, that glow kind of, like, disappears for a little bit.
Yeah. The disrespect or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, even when you're, like, talking to someone new, a fuckboy or whatever, like, when they clearly... seem disengaged. It's like, well, the wetness is gone. It has dried up. The excitement is just like, ugh.
It's like, well, you don't care.
Yeah, because it's not fun anymore. It's just like, I look stupid now.
Yeah, and you feel bad.
Yeah.
Ugh. There's so many regrets.
No.
Oh,
no,
many
I'm sorry.
Regrets. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, no. And also, you know, sometimes there are people who aren't attractive to me,
mm-hmm.
and something about that is attractive to me. Or who aren't attracted to me,
mm.
or not interested in, like, oh, you're not interested?
A Jace?
Yeah. Oh,
that's interesting.
But that's, like, not good.
All right, one more thing. I do yeah. want to talk about, are there any across-the-board non-attractive traits? Like, you know those articles where they're like, a man won't like you if you're jealous, and he won't like you if you're clingy, and things like that?
Fuck all that shit.
Is there any truth to that?
I feel like, it's also, like, traits that, like, they're just not good in
relationships.
People. Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
You know, you might not want someone who's... But also, some people like people who are clingy.
Yeah, some people feel
know?
Like a little bit of jealousy is, like, necessary.
Yeah.
So
it's like, don't act jealous, but some people are like, oh, yeah.
That's so cute. I love him when he's jealous or whatever, so, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's all a lot is bullshit. I think, like, the best dating or, like, the attraction advice is, like, to genuinely, like, be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Be a decent listener, like, listen to people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, be yourself, listen, be comfortable.
Yeah. That's such a great feeling when people are attracted to you for being yourself.
Yeah.
Like the ultimate validation.
Because then you don't have to try.
Exactly. And it's like, everything you do is great.
And then it feels good.
I wasn't even trying to be funny. Things I'm hilarious.
Exactly. It's cute.
Yeah.
And I guess that's a part of like the why it's like nice when people are attracted to you and you mm-hmm. didn't, you like weren't trying to do anything. It's, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, it's very simple. I am fucking excellent.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to end the segment, right?
That's it for fuck it.
Now to fuck me.
Segment about our lives.
Goddamn lives.
My life. I'll be mad brief, honestly. I've had my period for 18 days at this point. It started, what, 2 Wednesdays ago? So it's 14. Today's, 15, 16, 17, yeah, 18 days at this point. Wow, math. yeah, so my birth control, like, that's a side effect of the birth control. You might spot throughout, but, like, the spotting is, like, bleeding, bro.
It's like a regular
period. Sometimes it's spotting. Sometimes it's like, wow, I can put a tampon up there and chill the fuck out. And then in addition to the bleeding, like, there's been cramping, but it hasn't been so bad. But I also have, like, PMS symptoms or whatever, like, a little bit tired. Not, like, fatigued or whatever, but, like, a little bit tired. My boobs are very sore. And the stupid premenstrual gingivitis thing that I have started on Sunday, last Sunday. And it was so bad in the middle of the week where I couldn't even, like, open my mouth fully and talk unless I had, like, mad painkillers in me and, like, numbing gel. So I have that right now, and it feels like it's getting better. And I'm gonna, like, go to the dentist just to see that it actually is the premenstrual gingivitis and not a random-ass infection that just coincided with my period.
Flesh-eating gum bacteria.
Yeah. Like, I felt it all over my entire mouth, and then it moved to, like, one side of my mouth, because it usually, like, goes to the back or whatever, and it was, like, the top and bottom back, and now the top doesn't hurt so much, but the bottom does still hurt. So I'm pretty sure it is just premenstrual gingivitis, or gingivitis that's caused by raised estrogen levels. Like, why does estrogen do that?
Yeah, fuck estrogen. Estrogen's
a weird, stupid thing. I wish hormones didn't exist.
Yeah.
Also, I've been having fucking, like, acne and stuff like that, which is another PMS symptom that I have. And it's annoying because I wanted to go on birth control to fucking curtail all this stuff. Because I have no problem using condoms or the pull-out method on occasion. But, yeah, it's so stupid. Like, my acne flared up. And then it went down for, like, one day when I went to see the gynecologist. And then, like, 2 days ago. When did I see the gyno? 2 days ago, right? The next day it came back. And she was like, oh, I see no acne. Bitch, you fucking jinxed me is what you did. But, yeah. So, basically, she said that birth control that I was taking has, like, a higher dosage. Which is weird because, like, there's Seasonique and then there's low Seasonique. And low Seasonique is called low Seasonique because it's lower in hormones. So I was already taking a lower version of the regular thing in the first place, but it fucked me up. So now instead of, like, trying to get 4 periods a year, I'm just going to get my regular 12 periods a year and go on regular birth control. And hopefully that'll relieve some of the symptoms and, like, painful periods that I have. But it's just like, damn, son, that was a failed attempt.
Yeah.
Like, a nigga has been bleeding for a long time.
It's like you were hyper period.
Yeah, exactly.
Super period.
Woman. Yeah, right. So, that's it for
good
me.
Good luck. I hope your quest for the perfect period.
Cut out my uterus.
You know, I one day.
Yeah.
Might have to hire somebody to do that for me. It's probably not a legal procedure.
That's it for my fuck me.
Alright, so my fuck me. So, finally happened. Roommates walked in on me and John.
Fucking.
He was eating me out on the couch. It was easier to hide. He just had to, like, you know, move.
I just imagine putting a blanket on his head.
And then continuing.
There's just, like, an extended being underneath you.
It's like, oh, I'm just really long right now, guys. I'm sorry. But, like, my roommate had been out for, like, 2 days, and I was like, I don't know where he is. And it was like,
I don't know, now.
It was like 1 a.m., and I'm like, he's not gonna come back.
Yeah.
During the time it takes for me to come or anything. Yeah. He's not gonna do that.
You get
that.
Some quick couch head.
Yeah, and then 2 fucking minutes later, hear the key of the door. I'm like, oh, this isn't happening. I was also drunk, so I was like, this isn't happening.
How long have you guys lived together?
Maybe a year, maybe more years than that.
I feel like it's way more than a year. It's gotta at least be 2 years.
Right?
Maybe a year, maybe.
Oh, no.
Thanks.
It was gonna happen eventually.
Real accurate. Yeah, exactly.
So, but yeah, I don't know. He walks around shirtless in his boxers and like,
yeah,
it's like at this point we live together. This, yeah, that's intimate. No matter like our friendship level, it's like, eh, it's gonna happen. But it's.
Does he hear you guys fucking?
He's had to knock on the wall once, just because our bed was close to the bed.
Damn.
Frame.
Which is
what, so? But he was like, sorry about that. If you just move the bed frame a little this way, it'll fix it. I'm like, yeah, yeah, thanks. Because I don't want to talk to him about sex.
Yeah.
You know?
Have sure. You heard him fucking?
No, I have never, ever heard him having sex. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Mm-hmm. Could change. Yeah. Imagine he's just spiteful. He's just like, does sexual things out in the open.
Like, I walk in, his dick is out. It's like, it's like in a jar of peanut butter or something.
Oh, sorry, Janiego.
I didn't know.
I didn't know you, Bill.
Like, and I feel like, you know, living room is like a risky place, but
yeah,
given the circumstances and yeah, the time of night, yeah, I really did not think that you would be possible. Know. I was yeah, like, they're not coming back.
Mm-hmm,
they came back. Mm-hmm. So there's that. Then might be making out with somebody Wednesday.
Noise.
So there's this guy who was in Sam's DMs and then migrated to my DMs.
That's okay.
The
immigration is fine.
But like,
we're not like Donald Trump. We don't build walls around our DMs. Very extended metaphor. Continue.
It's like Trump seeps into every part of the
yeah,
life.
Yeah, it does.
So it started off where like he clearly was into me, mm-hmm, and I was like, yeah, whatever, sort mm-hmm of fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I don't know what happened. And I was like, that guy. Just, it was very sudden. I'm like, ah, that guy. Something about him.
Yeah.
And so, but then recently I was like, we have to just be friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I was drunk and I was like, we gotta make out when I see you on Wednesday.
And wait, were you going to see him before you said that?
We had plans to meet up last week.
Okay.
But he had to see something happened.
Okay.
So we're meeting up this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just, like, funny. He said nice things. He was like, you know, I would worship your body or whatever. And
that's
like,
a great thing to say.
It was an awesome thing to say.
Yeah, kudos.
He's like, wow, you don't even know. You haven't even seen it. At the time, the guy was like, the thought of you under that sweater excites me. I'm
yeah,
like, why?
It's a good line, too.
It's a big sweater. You don't know what's under here.
It could be anything. There could be other people under the sweater.
I'm just, it's like a litter of kids in a trench coat. That's what I am. You ever wonder why I'm so bubbly? I'm three children making mischief. So, but yeah, I'm excited.
That's gonna be good.
But it's might rain, so we have to find it. If you guys have any suggestions, mm-hmm, I'll just. Oh yeah, you can make suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
So we're broke, two broke people.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna rain Wednesday, so we have to do something indoors. But we also have to be able to make out somehow.
Movie theater.
We're broke though.
Oh.
Tickets are expensive.
Matinee. If you push it up to Tuesday, you get $6 Tuesdays, but it's got to be Wednesday.
Work Tuesday.
Okay.
I'm stupid.
Not movie theater. Sorry.
Could be a bar. We could order, like, soda.
But are you really going to order
soda?
We could,
like, a party. No, it's Wednesday, though.
Yeah, there's not going to be no parties.
Got to find a packed-ass place.
Mm-hmm.
Hang out there. But then we can't talk there, because we both want to talk.
Yeah, that takes out movie, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Free museum? You can make out there. The guards don't care.
Which museum?
One of those free ones on Fifth Avenue.
Oh, okay.
Like one of those donation-only ones.
What if I want to be fingered?
Oh.
Or to blow him? Like, where?
I don't know.
Where do I go?
I don't know.
It's like, how to have public sex. I don't know.
Do we have an episode about that?
Yeah,
I mean, it's hard when... This is the day or the night?
Not sure yet.
Okay.
Night, which night seems easier.
Because night, you can kind of just blow them anywhere, to be honest. Like, there's not really...
In the middle of a Toys R Us.
There's no restrictions. It's night. It's fine. Things change. The rules change. I was going to say, get a little tipsy in the park. Like Central Park or something
rain.
Like that.
This
oh, it's
going to
rain
doomed.
On Wednesday?
This situation is fucked.
I have nothing for you.
If anybody has any suggestions...
He doesn't have a place?
Please suggest... No, he lives with, like, family of sorts?
If
anyone has any suggestions,
got the free crib.
Please comment before Wednesday.
That's it for Fuck Me.
Now I'm gonna fuck you!
Segment about your lives. You can send your questions, comments, concerns, stories, details, thoughts, opinions, mathematical equations. Yeah.
Sam is doing the I don't give a fuck hand, but also the
yeah. Yeah, you guys can send that to ihupodcast@gmail.com.
Your voice. You're so funny.
Thank you. You like don't care.
Yeah, you can just.
You got me. Yeah, I don't care.
A Jew. Yeah. Yeah, I've always been this way. Anyway, we got a story. We got a story from Dick Balls McGee. Nah, that's not her name. I just need to find it. I'm sorry.
It's Ass Clit McGee.
Ass Clit?
Ass Clit McGee.
Clit Meal.
Clit Ass. Nah,
it's not her. We got a story from Kat. Kat writes, it's kind of long. Hello, ladies. I'm Kat. Let me get right down to business. I was on holiday in Barbados with a close friend in May. The first time we have spent so much time in each other's company, and quite possibly the last. Who knows? The fact that she was annoying, spoiled, uncultured, ratty, and petulant as fuck. You know it's bad when somebody uses the word petulant. Is another email worth of words. My friend identifies as asexual, biromantic, and seldom finds another human being attractive or wholly captivating. On our last planned excursion to a beach sideshow, she saw a guy who was support staff and was instantly smitten. All through the dancing, the show, the band, and the dinner, she couldn't stop staring at him or looking for him. He reminded me of a guy at home that I personally wanted to throw my vagina at, so I too thought he was attractive. I haven't heard her speak so explicitly about another person for almost 4 years, so I was pleased for her. On the way to finding the toilets, I came across that same staff member and said hi. We got to talking about the night, where we're from, and the fact that I have family in Barbados. After what must have been 20 minutes, I realized he was flirting and being hella complimentary, so I redirected back to asking about the toilets. I still needed to be. His manager, who was in earshot, told him to escort me upstairs, and if he was going to spend all of his break talking to me, then he might as well be a proper gentleman. My legs were full of gin, so I was grateful. On the way up, I broke the silence by saying he'd captured my friend's heart. He didn't say anything. When we reached to the top, he leant in and ran his thumb over my bottom lip, wiping off a bit of glitter.
Oof.
My vagina did that thing vaginas do when excited, like a little bunny hop. I know exactly what she's talking about. I said to him again that my friend really, really liked him and that he should go over and say hey to her instead.
Too late.
Yeah, exactly. He's already wiping glitter off your lip, you know? He asked me if I liked him, and as he moved a little closer, I said yes, but he moved in and kissed me hard. It's all like a...
Yeah,
like,
but a...
It's like rom-com. It's like, yeah, exactly, like a teen drama. Fuck. He pulled back and started biting and kissing my neck, which for me is fucking game over. Yeah, that's just like...
That's what the vagina's doing a lot.
Yeah. I put my hands on his chest and pushed with the depleted strength of my morals. He bit me again and said to me, I only fuck with women of color. His friend was white.
This is really funny.
Before kissing me deep and again grabbing my ass really hard, he turned me around up against the wall, still kissing and biting at my neck. I could feel how hard he was. So naturally, getting a little steamy. So naturally, I got a handful to confirm. Ooh, girl, yes. He forced my hands up against the wall, but I'm a laughing kind of drunk, and I couldn't help but laugh at the situation. He stopped and asked if he should stop and if I was uncomfortable. And
yeah,
I know. No consent is mandatory, not sexy, but Christ almighty, my knickers were ruined. I wasn't going into detail about the complexities of friendship and solidarity between queer identifying individuals, so I just said desperately I had to pee. Back at the tables, an hour later, he bought us both over a cocktail that was quote-unquote on the house. I just sat there thanking the universe for my brown skin, hiding how fucking flushed my cheeks were. I feel bad, real bad. The next day, I helped my mate trawl Facebook and try and find out more or just get a picture of him, knowing the whole time I had already had all of his information.
Oh.
His colleague gave me a bag of goodies on our way out and said I'd won quote-unquote best dancer. It just looked like some promotional stuff. Back at my granddad's house, I looked through the freebies and found the guy's contact info and social info wrapped in a bottle of fancy-ass rum and a ticket to another show where he worked.
Wow.
Whether he does this to countless holiday makers or not, I'm not fussed. A well-seasoned dick can still taste great. I want to say that is one of the best things that I've ever read.
I also love the I push with the depleted strength of my morals.
She's a writer. Yeah, so funny. She's great. But I'm feeling rather guilty. He's kept in touch so much, which I was not really expecting at all. My friend really liked him and is still buzzing about him months later. Mm. I've been wrestling with the idea of telling her what happened. She's messaged the club's Facebook page and requested a picture of him and everything. I'll be back in Barbados soon again without her, so I could indeed end my ho sabbatical. Oh yeah, this was subject line ho sabbatical, by the way. Tell her or don't tell her. Any advice or thoughts are welcome. I love this fucking podcast, and I'm so glad I found you 2/3. Hey, Lucas, to aww, listen to. You're woke and sexy. It's almost too much perfection to handle. Cat.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh my god, sweetheart. That was special. Great. All of that was amazing.
You are special, Lucas.
Yeah, that was. I feel loved.
I like literature. I like getting literature in our inbox.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you don't have literature, send that to me.
Yeah.
Totally. But yeah,
we love you. We love everything you send. As long as it's not fucking hate mail.
Right.
But
to tell her or not to tell her? I don't think she should tell her.
I just want to say that was a really hot encounter.
Yeah, it was. That's what I'm looking for. I wish that happened to me in Barbados. That's what I'm. Could you imagine? My mom is like, Sammy, where are you?
I just
got some guy's hard dick on my butt.
You're just the next room over.
Would not have done that in Barbados.
Just imagine. Wait, I'm going to Jamaica and it's like, what? Something could happen, but also a lot of aunts.
Yeah.
But. To tell her or not to tell her. It's hard at this point because she's been keeping the secret for so long.
Mm-hmm. It's like, why did you hold it for me? For
yeah, why? And why did you let me look up all the stuff when you have his info?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it would have been ideal to have told her immediately.
My question is, what is the benefit of telling her?
Like,
when you have a crush on someone, it's kind of like a fun thing, you know? Yeah. Like, it's not like her life is in jeopardy whether or not this crush works out or not, so
it's just awkward and painful for Kat.
Yeah, exactly. So if you value your the relief of your awkwardness and feeling guilty, then tell her, but like, that's all on you. But it's not gonna help her in any sort of way.
No, it doesn't. Like, although her, she's trying hard though, messaging the place. And
yeah, but it's not like she like loves him or needs to confess like her undying affection for this guy. It's like kind of cute, like, will I ever be able to find him? It's like a thing, you know?
It's kind of hard. She's asexual. She doesn't... This is like a random...
Ah, yeah, you're
right. I mean, it's like... It seems... Maybe it is a very special situation for her.
Maybe so. But in that...
she should just wait 10
years. I mean, in
that
case, then it's really not going to help to know that this guy messed around a little bit with your friend while you were there and your friend kept it from you for that long.
Yeah. Or just wait... I think maybe just wait 10 years. Give it a good
solid
time.
Hey, remember
time.
That guy?
The one you loved? Yeah, I fucked him that night. No, I didn't fuck him that night, but I...
I mean, if the guy keeps in good contact with her, I understand that he only fucks women of color. What an interesting thing to say. But, yeah, if she has him under her thumb in the way that it seems because he's kept in contact for so long, she could kind of just be like, hey, just holler at my friend for a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm. That makes... It seems... Unless she has to never know. That'll only work if she never knows, you know?
Hope she doesn't listen to this podcast.
Kat's like, yo, check out this podcast. Like, wait a second. We were in Barbados.
Yeah, right.
I would not tell her and just deal with the awkwardness. Because you're not being a bad person. It kind of just happened. You both in... Because it's also, she kind of admitted to liking him as well.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like it's not that out of place. Like, you know, it's not like it was a secret. Like, oh, no, I'm not into him at all. I would never be into him. Mm-hmm. Or like, it's like two friends are like, yeah, I'm gonna get him, but you stay far away. Like, there's no...
One way to play it could be... I'm just thinking of deceit. One way to play it would be like, oh, I went back to the place because she's going back to Barbados by herself. So I'm hooked up, sorry.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a way to reveal it so that it's fresh and not like you've been holding on to this for months.
That's a great fucking idea. Yeah, go back there. Yeah, he was there. Or while she's there, be like, hey, I found the guy. It seems like he's into me.
Yeah, exactly.
And do you mind?
Yeah,
okay?
If you do want to be just, like, honest about it.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Nice job. Off about that's the solution. I'm with that 1,000%. That's real simple.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually Kat's going to let it slip that she listens to the show. She's going to go back and realize the layers of deceit and her friend is going to hate us.
Yeah. Sorry.
There's a lot riding on this.
Yeah, but her friend is petulant. I don't know what the word happened after petulant, but...
Petulant was the only word I heard. It was petulant and then... Hands up against the wall.
It's the keywords popping out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know.
Congratulations. Oh, that was so hot. It was
that was a great
fan fiction style.
Exactly.
A piece of glass.
While you're on vacation, great things happen. Yeah.
Jesus.
Beautiful fucking things. I want some vacation hotels, guys. A lot of you guys went on vacation. I want some fucking hotels.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's it for Fuck It. No, that's not even what this is called. What's it called?
Fuck you.
Yeah, that's it for the show, actually.
That's it for fuck you and this episode of the Inner Hoe Uprising.
Hope you guys enjoyed that.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Don't forget to give us some money in our PayPal.
Yes, pay these bitches.
Put some money in my account.
Even if we only get $50,000 this week, we'll still be satisfied.
Chump change, you know, but yeah. We'll accept that from you guys. Yeah. Only because it's you guys.
People are gonna be like, wow, these entitled assholes. I hate them. But yeah, so give us money if you want to. If you're like,
if you want to and you can.
If you want to help us succeed, give us some money.
Yeah. Yeah, you could also share this podcast with your homies.
That works too.
That's very
and
nice.
And give us some. Tell your homies to give
this,
us money
this,
as well.
This and that, and give us some money.
If you're broke, you gotta really think about your priorities. Do you need diapers for your child, or do you need the inner hose to do a good job?
Well, I guess I need Sam and Shanika. Sorry, you brat. DeAndre. DeMarcus Cousins. Little DeMarcus Cousins can just shit in his pants all day.
Oh. Yeah, but honestly, I'm okay with that. I'm not. All right, so that's it for the show. I'm Shanika. We're Slam Pal Productions. You can follow us.
I'm Shanika. We're Slam Pal Productions. Yeah. Who am I? Alright. Yeah, I'm Sam. I was gonna say that's Sam.
That's Shanika.
Just outer body experience. That's Sam over there. Great girl. Yeah, we're the Inner Hoe Uprising. You can follow us on SoundCloud. You can listen to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter at @slam_pow. You can find us on Facebook by searching Slam Pow Productions. You can find us on YouTube by searching Slam Pow Productions. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at SlamRid. That's Rid with 2 D's. You can find me on Facebook and Snapchat at SamAnnerz. All in the description box below. Shanika, you tell them your stuff.
Oh, sure. You can find me on Instagram at Shanika Powell, SHANIKAPOWELL. And you can find me on Snapchat as Volcano Vulva.
Yeah! Don't forget to review us on iTunes, please. It's been like months since we got that shit. That helps us grow, guys. What the fuck? Just do it.
If you want our
do
success, it. Rate us on iTunes.
Give us money.
Give us head.
Before it's too late.
You know, I would take
we're about to be
head
famous, so you need to give us head now
before
it's too
we
late.
Have to charge you.
Yeah, exactly.
This is so fucked up.
Oh man, we were recently on Negroes with a podcast. Yeah, we recorded that yesterday. I feel as though the episode will be out on Tuesday, but I'm not sure because I'm a dumb hoe. But
I'm not sure either. So I too am a dumb hoe.
Shout out to all of them over at the Negroes with the podcast. We got good old Tunde, Taught Seven. We got Real Goes Right, and we got Alexia, and they're all dope as fuck. Yeah. We had some good conversation with them. Talked about sex for a little bit. It was a good time.
It was a very good time.
So when it comes out, we'll let you know so you can listen. And you should just listen to them in general because they're good. They are why I'm polyamorous. Yeah, as I've said in several episodes. Not the only reason why, but they're one of the reasons why. So, whoa! Sam has given up. She doesn't care anymore.
She's very tired. But also, your mouth hurts.
Yeah, I want to stop talking.
So that's it. Now, here's a little something sexy.
It is 2000. I'm 16. We, no fear stress over, no man. Zine? And it go vice versa, no man fear stress over no woman. Because I plenty out there now. So me in a understand, oh no, go come send me message a cry over man. Kick it to the blood clot curve and go get another one. It is easy as 1, 2, 3. If I may understand all this, man, I act up and I come, Jesus Christ. I call him in phone and him not answer. Okay, I'm not calling phone, block and delete. Him a go call you back, you know, block and delete, and then him now go get you and whatnot. It is not that hard. Move on. That simple. Hot girl, no ball over, man. No stress over, man. Get with the program, ladies. Get with the program. Hot girl, no stress, no ball over, no man.